This guided meditation is brought to you by Laura Ruddy and Spirituality and Health. Visit spiritualityhealth.com for more. As we prepare for this meditation, please come to find a comfortable seat or lie down on your back. Allow your breath to slowly deepen. While keeping your shoulders relaxed, bring one hand to rest over top of your belly. And as you breathe, feel the breath move into that hand. Imagine now the breath is slowly filling up the belly like a balloon. I like to imagine a puppy's belly or a baby's belly, and just how it's very supple, very big and round. Try to feel that same suppleness in and around your abdomen. And each time we breathe in this way, we allow more space to enter the abdomen, space around our organs, around the small and large intestines, making space, stimulating digestion. If it's comfortable now, let's take our hand that's placed over the belly. And we're going to move to the right side, coming between the navel and the hip, coming up, around, underneath the rib cage, moving across over to the left, and then down on the left side. And we're just going to make this circular motion around the belly, continuing to breathe deeply. Just slow, steady circles, deliberate breath. And this is the path of our digestion. So on the right side, we have our ascending colon, across the center, the transverse colon, and down on the left, our descending colon. Just feeling the breath fill up this space. And when it's comfortable, you can let your hand slowly come to a stop right at center or just fall back along your side. And then feeling the breath again, filling the belly. Maybe it's a little bit easier to take a longer breath in. You can possibly feel the breath come up into the chest, filling the lungs. And as you exhale, feel everything soften and settle back towards the floor, back down towards the earth. And then one other breath that I'll invite in today, and you can continue just with that full belly breath. If it's comfortable, we're going to practice a little bit more stronger sense of breath. And this is a pranayama or breath practice that's often used in yoga. A reason not to practice this breath if you have a hernia, if you're just after a meal, a large meal, maybe if you have unmedicated high blood pressure, or if you are pregnant, then you'll just stay with that belly breath. But if all is well in your digestion and none of those contraindications apply to you, this breath is really nice for really stimulating some fire in digestion. And we practice this breath through the nose. So we're going to breathe in through the nose, and then it's a forceful exhale as if you're coughing. So the navel contracts back, and that's going to press the air out. And then as you release the stomach, an inhale will naturally fill the lungs. So at first it can feel quite different if you've never practiced this breath. But just stick with it slow and steady, and over time it becomes easier. So together, let's draw in a nice deep breath, fill all the way up. And then a nice long exhale, let all of the breath go. This time we'll inhale 2/3 of the way. And then exhale through the nose forcefully. Good. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale the breath. Inhale. Fill all the way up nice and slow. Hold the breath for 3, 2, 1, and exhale. Just notice the quality of what you feel. Translated, this breath means skull shining breath. It can give that feeling of clarity in the mind and in the brain. But again, it's really efficient and helpful for our digestion. Good. Let's try that one more time. So we're going to take a breath in. And a nice long breath out. Breathing in 2/3 of the way. And then exhale through the nose. Three, two, one, inhale. Hold the breath. 3, 2, 1, exhale. Breathing freely in and out through the nose. Good. And when you're slowly ready to start to bring a little movement back into your body, notice the quality of what you see around you. And thank you so much for joining me today. Namaste.